I was having a discussion today with one of my playthings. He confessed that his cock used to be a nice, full 8 inches, but lately he hasn't been able to get an erection. He said he has 6 inches, just hanging there. Of course, I pointed out to him how delighted I was that he was ruined for women, and that I intended to use his predicament for my own amusement. I asked him if he'd ever considered anal stimulation, because when your dick doesn't work, you have to figure out alternate ways to come. He was startled, and confessed he'd just been thinking the same thing last night. I explained how men who come from anal stimulations are at once happy they could come, but at the same time they felt a little conflicted about a dick-free orgasm. What does it say about them that they can come like a girl? Which is, of course, why I love turning men on to prostate orgasms. They feel great, but they also feel kind of strange, especially if you're coming while your dick is soft. Not to mention your dick isn't the star player in your orgasm, which can be a mindfuck in and of itself. And that's what it always comes down to, the mindfuck. Men are too easy to control and manipulate because they're horny little buggers, and they can barely keep themselves from being lured into a trap set by a cunning and conniving minx like me. See, once I short-circuit your normal ways of coming, pretty soon you get hooked on what I can do for you. Nobody else is just like me, and I'm extremely habit-forming. Of course, I'm a pretty dangerous habit to have. Not that that'll deter you any. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you have to have me now, give me a call at 800-356-6169. I'll talk to you really soon.